Okay, today I was only going to set up what we're going to be jumping into. So now I'm really going to go even higher than I was going to go today. So I want to just quickly set up, hopefully out of here in 20 minutes. At the beginning of the year, we started with this in January, feeling like the Lord was saying he's calling us into quietness and rest. I had you camp in Isaiah 30, 31, 32. And I asked you to focus on the lens of verse 18 about, you know, the character of God as you read it. And that would be the lens that you would look through things. Today, here we are in March, almost in April. Time is going by like lickety-split Barbara Trick. Time is going back by very quickly. A lot of things have happened. Tectonic plates are moving and shaking. Foundations are moving and shaking. So let me ask you a question. How's your quietness? How's your rest? Anybody struggling with having internal quietness? Anybody struggling with having internal rest? As part of that quietness and rest, I feel like I have a heavy, well, actually, I feel like, have you ever done like a, you know, 1,000-plus piece puzzle? And when all those pieces get dumped out on the table and you're like flipping them over one at a time, I feel like I've got a major puzzle in front of me. And different pieces that God is weaving together, and I'm exploring to find out what these pieces are, but I'm burdened. I am burdened as I look out upon and have conversations with some of our people. I am burdened as I look out beyond into our city. I am burdened as I look out in our province. I am burdened as we look out into our country. And I am burdened by when I look out into the world. My burden is not one of anxiety. When we sang here about Jesus, I began to weep because my burden is that he would be seen for the truth of who he is. My burden is that he would be known for exactly how he is. My burden is that he would be loved wholeheartedly in spirit, soul, and body, mind, in truth. My burden is that we would lift our eyes off of temporal things and onto eternal things, especially as the bride of Christ. And so I have a puzzle that I'm putting together here, and I ask for your patience and your grace as I continue to discern what pieces come next. But we're about to jump into something that I don't know when it's going to end, because I'll know when the burden lifts, that I've done what I've had to do. But I feel a call to get us ready. Ready here and ready here. Therefore, ready here and here and here, and especially here. You'll notice I touched my heart twice. There is the revelation of our relationship with the Lord and his nearness and his dearness to us and everything in its right position. But then there's also the flow from the heart outward. And so the heart has two positions. One of the things that we're first going to look at, and I'm not going to touch it today, I'm just going to set this up because we've already ministered and I don't want to keep you long. But over this next little while, I'm going to have you camping in a few different scriptures. To start, I want you to camp in Psalm 23, Psalm 24, and Psalm 25. I want you to read those in the morning, in the afternoon, at night, I don't care, but read them every day for the next little while. And before you do read it, please invite the Spirit of Truth to lead you into all truth. If something pops out in the Word there as you're reading Psalm 23, 24, and 25, do me a favor. Pull out a concordance, go to Blue Letter Bible and type in that word, and then go find where it is in Scripture and read it in the verse, but then read it in the further context and then read it in the chapter. Follow the Holy Spirit's lead as He leads you. And then while you're reading it, do me another favor. Don't just let it pass through your eyes or quickly go through your brain, but let it also be something that scans your heart, scans how you're living your life, scans what you're thinking, scans how you're seeing yourself and others, scans how you're talking, scans your emotional positioning, and be really honestly real with yourself. Give yourself this gift of honesty and transparency before the Lord. Because if you are willing to do that, He will transform the way you've been thinking, the way you've been feeling, what you've been hearing and seeing, where you've been camping, who's been teaching you. And you will find that you will be transformed. Next week, I'm going to jump into Mark chapter 8. And you can read it ahead of time if you want to. Attached to Mark chapter 8 is going to be Matthew chapter 16 and Luke 13. I'll say it again if you want to write it down. Mark chapter 8, Matthew 16, and Luke 13. I want to draw your attention to when Jesus is talking about the leaven. Do you know what leaven is? Yeast. Okay. The leaven of the Pharisees. Who are they? Religious leaders. And the leaven of Herod. The leaven of Herod. Who's Herod? He was a king, a power, a person with authority. In Mark, it mentions the leaven of the Pharisees, the leaven of Herod. In Matthew, it mentions the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Sadducees, I think it is. Or it could be scribes. Sorry, my brain might be playing a trick on me. It's one of those S words. It's either the scribes or the Sadducees. Okay? And then in Luke, it talks about leaven and what leaven does. This is where we're going to start. Because right now, the leaven of the Pharisees, religion, is cast out and it's puffed up. A lot of what's happening out there, a lot of what's hitting you on here on a daily basis, a lot of what's coming across your streaming or your television news. In the grocery store, people are talking about it. The newspapers are talking about it. The leaven of religion. And also the leaven of Herod, the political system. And those two, they really like each other. They work hand in hand together. And they stand opposed to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Their job is to cause you to question God's goodness towards you, to find fault in you and shortcomings, to make you ashamed of your past and your presence, and to actually make you impotent in your ability to walk in Christ as the beloved of Christ. They will keep you down here in temporal things, protecting temporal things and focusing only on protecting selfish needs. Its strength is in your ability to make it happen. The leaven of Herod, also puffed out into the world right now, cast wide and far. Its job, to make you afraid. I've said it before, and I will say it again. What you stare at, you magnify. What you take in through your eye gates affects what you're going to feel in your heart, desire in your heart, and see. What you take in your ear gates will shape then what you feel and think and transform what you say. And God has given you the ability to create and build up or to tear down. And we are accountable to every idle word that we speak. Whether it's like this, whether it's like this, bang. Or whether it's me driving my car and you cut me off, you jerk. Accountable. Just saying, I'm just being brutally honest and real, and I'm not saying anything to you I don't say to myself. And so we have lost sight in our shaking and in the leaven of the world that we have actually yielded and gone back into Isaiah 31:32, into our master's house, rather than coming and following the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we're going to start there. We're going to unpack that. We're going to investigate it. And there's going to be many callings to repentance, changing our mind. Because you're accountable for the truth you know. Okay? We're going to look at Jesus and what he's really saying about this day and this hour. We're going to look into some prophetic stuff. We're going to look at the Melchizedekian priesthood. Because Jesus is a priest like Melchizedek, king, prophet, priest, all in one. And we are little Christs. Therefore, king, prophet, priest is also in us. And we better make sure that we know what it is we're prophesying about, what it is that we are actually promoting, whom we are promoting, and what it is we are actually ministering to before we find ourselves ministering to idols. So it's not going to be pretty. It's going to be heavy. I said I was burdened. Those of you who are brave enough to join me, please come. And I'm also going to be pulling out different things from Pilgrim's Progress. Wisdom of worldly wise. Other things that we've lost sight of. Because we are closer today than we were yesterday to our beloved's return. And it may happen in our lifetime and it might not. But the choices we make today reflect on our children tomorrow. And a house divided will fall. And so in that repentance is also a call to intercession. Because it's time to stop complaining about our leaders and it's time to start praying for them. It's time to stop complaining about the U.S. and it's time to start praying for the U.S. It's time to stop complaining about Donald Trump and start praying for Donald Trump. Because if it doesn't burden you that when somebody does wrong, that there is a possibility of them being cast into eternal fire, then you got to rethink what's going on in your heart. Because Jesus calls us to be merciful, to walk justice, and to be righteous, faithful. He calls us to minister to the poor, the widowed, the orphan, and the sojourner. That means the person who isn't a resident of where you live. Okay? Y'all with me? And so we're going to jump into some of these things, and it's not going to be light reading, and I'm going to go slow. When I feel the burden lift, when I feel the burden lift, I will stop. But for now, it's time we actually get our shoes of peace back on, our breastplates of righteousness, our helmets of salvation, our shields of faith, our belts of truth, and the sword of the Spirit. And it's time we stand in a way that the world is not expecting. And it's not by going, ah! But it isn't a way of going like this. Jesus, you can have it all. Unto my very last breath, you can have it all. And I will choose to love the world as you love the world. And so this is a call to take up your cross and get ready to die, because today's a good day to die to self. Amen? All right. That's it. That was my introduction. Okay, it was a couple minutes. That was fast. All right, so I know it's late, and we've already ministered, so I'm going to do this. Worship team, I love you. Where are you? Krista? You did such a good job this morning listening to the Holy Spirit, because I was in here last night bawling my eyes out in here. And the song choices she chose were the answer to my prayers. I know it's a hard lift, but you keep going, baby girl, because you are listening to the Holy Spirit. Okay? So, thank you. If you want to hang out and encourage one another, please do so. But I'm going to pray a blessing over you and release you. And I'm going to ask you to read, what are we reading? Psalm what? And then we're going to camp next week. If you want to go ahead and look at it, Mark 8, Matthew 16, Luke 13. Okay? All right? Got it? So come prepared with your Bibles and a notebook, because I mean business. All right, let's pray. Let's open up our hands and just posture our hearts to receive. Father God, Lord Jesus, and Holy Spirit, we so need a revelation that lifts us above our circumstances. Lord, we want to capture your updraft with only comes in that intimate relationship with you. Those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength and rise up like eagles, catching the wind of your Spirit. Father God, I pray that you would give us courage to do the next right thing, which is to spend more time with you. Not just in the knowledge of your word, but the application of your word in and through us. Reveal to us our true identity in Christ as we move forward. Help us to hear the call of what you're asking us to do, where you're asking us to go, so we partner with the gospel of the kingdom for restoration and rescue. Give us the courage to turn off the television if we need to. Disconnect from Facebook and YouTube and everything else if we need to, in order that we could hear your voice clearly. And help us, Lord, if we are about to say something that is not edifying or a true reflection of how you would respond in a situation, to have the wisdom to shut our mouths, lest we profane who you truly are. And gift us, Lord, with the gift of repentance. We pray that in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen.
Let faith be a song that calms the storm inside of me. Let it rise. Let faith arise. Let faith be a song. Let faith be a song that overcomes the raging sea. Let faith be a song that calms the storm. Secret.